You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
I'm 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Happy Monday to everybody out there, and Miss Copper is running the board. Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day. Is it really Monday again already?
It is Monday all day long. Yes, it is. And just go ahead and accept the fact that it is Monday, but Friday's coming. It's right down the road.
I suppose it would be more distressing if it was only Monday part of the way through the day. That might be a little concerning.
That would be a parallel universe. Yes, that would not work out. I just can't imagine. Anyway, yep, it's Monday. But hey, folks, we got a great show for you. Go ahead and get my triple dipper sound effect ready, Copper. Because we got stuff to talk about today. Three themes I'm working off of today for the triple dipper. One of which I found at UAH, and that's going to be interesting here as I unpack that for you in just a minute. But Copper, hit the sound effect.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Storyline number one of the triple dipper. Apparently UAH is going woke. Yes, I am finding more and more instances of wokeness on the campus at UAH. One of which is, did you ever hear of a thing called toxic positivity? Toxic positivity. I'll cover down on that more in just a minute. Number two in the triple dipper is this. The COVID wars are heating up in a big, big way. COVID wars are heating up in a big way, but you may be surprised to find out not all of it is real. There's some smoke and mirrors involved here. Go figure. And number three is this. The libs are coming after your lawnmower. Yep, the libs are coming after your lawnmower. I'll unpack that one for you on the Green New Deal here in just a minute. But so, yeah, toxic positivity. So here's the deal. Okay, truth. How many of you out there ever watched Winnie the Pooh as a kid? Yes, Ranger Phil just asked if you've watched Winnie the Pooh. Come on, I know there's hands out there that are raising. Or just at least this, you read those stories to your own kids. Well, I mean, it's everybody. How could you not? Winnie the Pooh, right? But which character, let me ask you this, though, since you know Winnie the Pooh, which character is known for being depressed all the time? I'll give you 1 second. It is, yes, Eeyore. How many times have you ever heard someone negative referred to as an Eeyore? So in my estimation, that person that always walks around with their emotions on their sleeve, looking at their glass half empty, was not usually the person you wanted to hang out with on a Saturday night, right? They're like the Eeyore, the negative Nancy, a Debbie Downer, Mr. Buzzkill. Now, I'll admit, I've said it before, I am a pragmatic optimist. I see the facts for what they are, but I believe that rather than just wallow around, that I will be more effective, more likely to succeed, more likely to inspire myself and others, if I start looking for a means by which I can get my glass back to half full, or for that matter, full. And I like to say, one of my favorite personal Phil quotes is, I like to say I've built an entire life out of shaving the corners off of square pegs and making them fit in round holes. I believe that John 10:10 says the Lord intends us to have abundant life. And Jeremiah 29 says that life is with a future and a hope. I've studied leadership from all angles. I know that one of the truest and simplest definitions of leadership is the ability to encourage one another to do things that you might not have otherwise done on your own. And it's a part of what makes this country great, by the way. We can have an American dream that all men are created equal. We can look at the fact that there is always a way forward and know that we can get there. And are there bad times? Yes. So imagine my surprise, though, when a student at the University of Alabama, Huntsville, that's right here at UAH in our listening area, showed me a slide from a slideshow that came from a lecture he was required to sit through recently. A slide that I posted, by the way, on my Twitter today. If you want to see it, at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams, you'll find it up there today. It's a slide that warned against the dangers of something called toxic positivity. Toxic positivity. What? I mean, what fresh hell is this now? Of course, I had to look it up, had to spend a bit of time studying it. You know how I do, trying to come to grips with whether or not this is real. Is it legit or just some more kind of psychobabble? Well, I came to a conclusion. It's woke psychobabble. Wow. Now, here come the trolls. I can just tell. Oh, Phil, you don't care about people's pain. You don't want people to have freedom to express their fears. You're a heartless purveyor of false hope. No, no to all of that. No. I'm a firm believer, though, that my role in life is to be an encourager. And by the way, I'm also a firm believer that I should encourage the real discussion of feelings for myself and for others, but in the appropriate time and place. Public displays of grief and negativity, they do have their place, but it's a limited place. And I know what it means to put on the brave face because others are looking at you and waiting to see what to do. I mean, I distinctly remember one young captain as we were preparing to infill into Afghanistan who was standing in a field tent with me, and our two teams were in the tent with us, and he had himself a complete moment. I'll never forget this. He stood there in front of everybody, in front of his own men, and said, "They're sending us out there without the right equipment. Someone's going to die." And I took that young captain out of the tent, and I made sure he understood he better not let that ever happen again, because those men are looking to him to see how to keep their chin up and to see how to be able to move forward in the face of difficulty. And they do not need to know that the person who's in charge of them is seeing the glass as being half empty. Now, again, some might say I'm overextending here. Am I? I read one article in my research that literally called out the fact that during World War II, the British, who were being bombarded by the Nazis, had posters that said, "Keep calm and carry on," as if that was something that was fake and should not have been allowed. They should have wallowed, I guess, in their self-pity. They should have lain down in the rubble and just quit. How dare we say how dare they? The truth of the matter is toxic positivity is a creation of someone's fabrication. And it's all out there, by the way. You can Google the term, and I'm telling you right now, YouTube is filled up with the self-help videos of how to avoid toxic positivity. And I would counter that by saying this, too, about the idea that we shouldn't be doing this, or by anyone who might say I'm overextending my comments. I would counter that by saying that UAH has no business telling young, impressionable students they should avoid the possibility of being too encouraging, that they should somehow avoid being seen as someone who uses catchy motivational phrases, which is apparently one of the symptoms of toxic positivity, that you use catchy quotes to try and encourage people. Well, let's see how that helps them in life when the job market's tough, or when the bills get bigger than they planned, or when illness threatens a loved one or their job goes sour. Express yourself fully, little one. Let the world see your tears. Yeah, that's going to help a whole lot. Well, how about this? Find those one or two trusted souls. This is me talking about legitimacy here now. Find those one or two trusted souls. I encourage you to do it, that you can truly communicate with, share with them, give them permission to tell you to buck up if needed. Develop that kind of a bond. I'm talking about like in your church small group or a lunch gaggle, you know, friends you can confide in. And I'm not talking about a feeding frenzy group where all you do is wallow around together in your self-pity and complaints. I'm talking about a group that will tell you what you need to hear. And sometimes it's encouragement and sometimes it's empathy. But you've got to be able to encourage one another to love and good deeds, and don't let anyone tell you to stop. In the rest of life, consider what it means to be that person who doesn't become known as the naysayer or the wallower, the ruminator who just chews on things and regurgitates them constantly like a cow chewing its cud. You see, right now, this whole toxic positivity thing, in my opinion, this is part of the dumbing down of America. It's the weakening of a national resolve. It springs from the same woke mindset that denounces masculinity and decries self-discipline. It's the same woke mindset that believes in equity and fluidity and intersectionality. Well, there's never been a success story that inspired others that ended with the hero just sitting and crying in the corner. At some point, we have to keep calm and carry on. We must face our demons and overcome them. We must prove to the world that we are specially selected and well-trained soldiers who will fight with all our might, to quote the Ranger Creed. I'll tell you what, I'm positive that being negative never helps. Toxic positivity. This kind of psychobabble is what's toxic. How about this? You cry a bit and then rub some dirt on it and walk it off. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep. Right out there at our own UAH, I'm giving you stuff that's happening right here in the listening area. That's not a national news story. That's a home story. UAH, once again, teaching students how to be more woke and in tune with themselves. Because that's what wins wars, I guess. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, angering the liberals more as I go. We'll be right back with a positive attitude right after this.